4, Mishnah 5, Hanateya Shura al Chamesh Gefanim. Okay, so now what this Mishnah goes into is what is considered a vineyard. Because if you have something which is considered a vineyard, you need to give it its 4 ammas, about 2 meters, tillage space before you can plant seeds. But if it was just one van, you only need to leave 6 hand breadths away before you can plant seeds. So says the Mishnah, if you plant one row of 5 vans, just one single row and 5 vines in them. Beishama emrim kerim. Beishama say, that's already a vineyard. And you've already got to leave 4 amas before you plant seeds. Beisilil emrim eino kerim. It's not considered a vineyard. Adshu sham shtei shuris. Until you have 2 rows of 5 vines. And until you have 2 rows, it's not considered a vineyard. Lefika chazoreya arba amos shebekerim. Actually, it's not 2 rows of 5 vines. We'll see in the next Mishnah. Sorry. Until you've got 2 rows, we'll see in the next Mishnah what it is. But he says, chazoreya arba amos shebekerim, if one sows within 4 cubits of a vineyard, then beishama imrim kadesh shura achas. You have to destroy 1 row. Ubeisilil imrim kadesh shtei shuris. You've got to destroy 2 rows. If you plant seeds in a vineyard, the vineyard becomes forbidden for benefit. So it says Beis Shama, this halacha that we learned that one row is considered a vineyard, has a flip side to it, right? And the flip side is that if you plant seeds within the 4 amas of a vineyard, you're not allowed to do that. So what do you render forbidden? So Beis Shama hold, you render forbidden only the first row, because that's a vineyard. Mm-hmm. But Beis Hillel hold that 2 rows is a vineyard. Mm-hmm. So now according to Beis Hillel, you've got to get rid of the first 2 rows.